Yes, about Zen practice in our daily lives. Why I chattered so insisting one thing, this one thing. I have to explain this. Why? Why one thing? This is not with my intellect or conceptual understanding. This is what I experienced. So I have to explain the background of this one thing. When I entered my master's monastery, I had very long-term homework, koan. I lived in darkness. I don't know where to go, what to do, what is right, what is wrong, what is truth. I didn't know at all. But I needed. Otherwise I cannot move. I couldn't move anything. I couldn't die, I couldn't live. So I had such a self koan, homework. Anyway, I asked to my master. I need absolute answer and truth. Otherwise, I cannot do anything. I live complete darkness. This was my problem. And my master gave me just one koan. He gave me the koan, the first koan. So I had to confirm to my master. If I do this koan, is my problem, is my homework, long-term question, will get the real answer or not? I asked to my master, and my master said, yes, he said. Oh, if so, I do this. He promised, no? So I also promised, I do. So I did. Day and night, during Zazen or wherever I go, yes, I did. In the night, I did this practice in the cemetery graveyard, Rohat session, December. So I laughed at. Suddenly, the whole universe is joining me. Everything joining me. This. my long term koan, question. Itself was just an answer. Question was my answer too. So whatever I do, whatever I just do, answer. Or everything is answer. Answer. Only answer. Only answer. In the graveyard, in the midnight, I laughed and laughed. Like a ghost, no? Like a ghost in the cemetery, in the midnight. But it was like that. Since that time, what I clarified is that this one thing has, as I told you, each one thing is just a tip of iceberg. Iceberg, yes? Do you remember? Just iceberg. Every one thing, has its own background. Background, yes? But inseparable. Can you separate this iceberg, the tip of iceberg with all, not only this, not only body? You cannot separate, no? One thing is, in fact, whole cosmic one thing. One thing is whole cosmic one thing. So through such an experience, I say just this, or one thing. One. This. So what is background of this? What is the background of this? Each one of you. How many ancestors, for example, do you have? How many? Not past, now. How many ancestors? They are a part of your background, no? Even they are, again, their own background. All background. Layers of background. Yeah, you understand? They all embodying this. Each one of us. So, inevitably, whatever we do, inevitably, they are all joining us. This infinite universe, after all. Ageless, boundless, ageless. Yes? So, for example, usually we do everything. We do everything to achieve something. Yes? To achieve something. Yes or not? Yes, we do. We do whatever we do. We have some reason and purpose, direction. Some idea. Yes, we have, no? Always. So we go such a direction to achieve something, Yeah? Step by step, from the beginning till the end. From the beginning till the end, no? We step from the beginning till the end. But for example, when you open this door, why do you open this door? To go to your sitting position, you open this door, yes? And to step in. In order to go to your sitting position, this step, step by step, yes? Toward this goal or end or achievement. So usually that is the direction toward that purpose or end. We open and step. But usually, like this, no? Like this, usually, do you? You can confess, honestly. How do you walk? So that means you only, this is the achievement point. If this is the achievement, what all these steps, what are they?
Journey.
What is it? Or the process, journey. So the beginning. This way, no? From the beginning. This is the ultimate goal. If you cut here, if you die here, die on the halfway, over here, or here. What are they? Are they all just mean or way to get this. Yeah? Only this is the achievement. If so, these, if you cut here, just meaningless, unachieved steps, unachieved step. So if you die here, if you die here, they are all in vain. Unless you get here. Unless you get here, unless you get this ultimate achievement, every step are just mere process. Not arriving, not achievement. Only this is achievement, and the rest of this are all just means. Means. If so, they are all the ultimate achievement, and for this purpose, they are all just mere means. Yeah? Such a separation between the ultimate achievement and the means for this. Such a separation is delusion, our habits. Therefore, we are always unhappy, unachieved state. Always we are, from morning till night. We are always unachieved state. That is not right. The real practice is, wherever you are, this is your lifespan. Lifespan. Wherever you cut, you get ultimate achievement. In which part, in which stage, if you cut, you can see the ultimate achievement. Ultimate achievement, which part you cut. All achievement. Each step. All one step, one thing, one breath. One encounter. One breath. Is ultimate achievement. Otherwise you are not practicing then at all. Yes? Like this. Therefore, even this ultimate achievement, okay? If you reach here, this is mere just one step. Ordinary steps, even this. Because this is all the final, ultimate achievement. Achievement. All one step is all ultimate achievement. And we reached here. But this is mere one step of all, just mere one step of one of them, each step is the ultimate achievement. Yes? This is our daily practice. So one thing, if one step, to experience this one step, is our daily practice, your homework. Okay. This is really our daily Zen practice, to confirm step by step the ultimate achievement.